In this bulletin, the resignation of Nationals MP Andrew Broad makes another safe government seat vulnerable. The New South Wales corruption watchdog raids the Labor Party's Sydney offices. And Manchester United sacks manager Jose Mourinho. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The federal government is facing the prospect of a normally safe seat becoming marginal after Nationals MP Andrew Broad announced he won't stand at the next election. His decision not to recontest the seat of Mallee follows revelations the married MP used a dating website to meet a younger woman on a trip to Hong Kong. Mr Broad will repay two taxpayer-funded domestic flights after it was revealed they were part of the trip. National Senator Matt Canavan says the party must now find a new candidate who can retain the seat of Mallee.
I take no seat for granted. There's no such thing as a safe seat anymore. We've seen plenty of examples of that in the past decade in particular, where seats on very high margins have been ultimately lost through very high swings. So we never take it for granted. Obviously, we'll have a task in front of us to select a new candidate.
The Independent Commission Against Corruption has raided the offices of the New South Wales Labor Party. A Labor Party source says ICAC staff access computers at the party's headquarters. It's understood the raid was part of an investigation into donations received by the party in 2015 by an organisation with links to China. Labor says it's handed over all the relevant documents. While some Labor members say the raid was timed to coincide with Labor's national conference in Adelaide, Labor MP Wayne Swan has told Sky News he's not heard anything to suggest that that's the case.
I'm not aware of any of the circumstances whatsoever. All I know, David, is that the Labor Party is cooperating. I know nothing more. The Labor Party supports integrity commissions, as you know. They will go through their processes. The party's cooperating.
Federal Labor has moved a step closer to embracing Palestinian statehood, with the National Conference passing the strongest resolution in its history. The resolution calls on the next Labor government to recognise Palestine as a state. Muslims Australia, the peak body for Australian Muslims, has hailed the move, saying it represents what the body calls a positive sign of a shift in the political landscape of Australia. The Morrison government last week became one of the few countries in the world to formally recognise West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. It followed a diplomatic backlash from Indonesia and other Muslim countries. A federal judge has delayed sentencing for President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. The case stemmed from an investigation of possible collusion between the Donald Trump campaign and Russia in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. Flynn's lawyers asked the judge for a continuance that would allow Flynn to complete his cooperation in the Russia probe being led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. A new sentencing date wasn't scheduled. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump's charity foundation has agreed to close down over allegations its funds were misused. The Attorney General of New York State, Barbara Underwood, has announced the closure, saying her office will supervise the distribution of its remaining funds to reputable organizations. She's accused Mr. Trump and his three eldest children of using the foundation for private and political gain. But the foundation's lawyer has accused her of trying to politicise the closure. In cricket, Australia will go into the Boxing Day test in Melbourne full of confidence after defeating India by 146 runs in the second test in Perth, levelling the four-test series 1-1. India was bowled out for 140 after resuming on 5 for 112. Mitchell Starc and Nathan Lyon took 3 wickets each for Australia. And Lyon has told the Seven Network the team's strong finish in the first test gave it momentum going into the second.
We spoke about that as a team as well. We took a lot out of that. So we knew that if we come here and did the basics well enough and put India under enough pressure, then hopefully we'll get the reward. And so we definitely did that.
In football, Manchester United has sacked Jose Mourinho as manager after the Red Devils lost to Liverpool 3-1 on Sunday. The English club's poor start to the season sees it sitting 19 points behind leader Liverpool. United will assign a caretaker manager until the end of the season while it looks for a full-time replacement. Well, now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 36 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two and 26. Hobart, possible late shower, 21. Canberra, shower or two developing, 29. Wollongong, a shower or two and 23. Sydney, a shower or two, 25. Newcastle, shower or two, 25 degrees. Brisbane, possible morning shower and 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 35. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.